Hi, Daniel?
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I understand that you were wanting to cancel your account?
Correct.
Okay. So in order to do that, I have to collect the past due balance, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's been reduced to $149 for you, so that'll help you out a little bit. So for the new payment, is it...
Well, I mean, they shouldn't even be charging me, because the reason I'm canceling is I'm, what, 2 months? However long it's been into this, I still cannot find my webpage. And if you go on Google and Google my business, you can't find nothing about it, period. And you know, part of them selling me on my, signing up with y'all was I would be on the first page of the Google ad. And that's what I wanted. But If you go in and look for G6 development, the only thing you're going to find anything about me is like my license or something. You're not going to find a web page or anything about my business.
So the problem is that in the terms and conditions, we do let you know that first page placement takes 30 to 45 days. And your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because the payment started not going through. So that affected your placement. Had the payment gone through, your results would have exploded by now. You would have been getting phone calls and seeing some solid results from being on the first page. But it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations in order to get a business on the first page. So when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active, but there's no active programming done on the account. So ever since the 1st of the month, there hasn't been any of the technicians doing the programming because the account's in a past due status.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the problem.
And you don't know this, but let me tell you what happened with that.
Yes, please.
So my account got hacked like a week after I signed up with y'all.
Oh, I see.
And what makes it more coincidence is the place, somebody at y'all's company stole my information.
Really?
Yes, because they went and signed into a motel using my card about 10 miles from y'all's office.
Okay.
And I called, you know, the office there, business, whoever, and they said, there's no way it happened. I was like, well, I'm telling you, out of all of America, it's just a really weird coincidence that 10 miles from your office is where my card got hacked at. Like, out of any place in America, right beside your business after I gave all my business information and card information, you know.
Do you remember what city that was?
Yeah, it's in, it's the Clementine Hotel. What city y'all in? It's in California.
Oh, okay. So we're in Fountain Valley, but I Googled Clementine Hotel and it says it's in Anaheim.
Yes, it's
in Anaheim.
There's
a Clementine. Right. There's another one in Hollywood too, but it says there's one in Anaheim.
The one in Anaheim is where my car got used at.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So I want to let you know that I've had a card before hacked where people in Florida were trying to use it and people in North Carolina were trying to use it. So it's definitely no connection to Local Splash, and here's why. our system is VeriSign secured for transactions over the phone up to $100,000. And what that means is that when we put a credit card number in, the system encrypts it so that we can only see the last four digits. So it's not like someone can put your card in here and then someone else could go into your billing and steal the information, because I can't even see the card information. All I can see is that it's a Visa ending in 3476. The rest of the information has all been encrypted. So there's no way.
Whoever took my information could have wrote it down on a piece of paper and sold it.
It's definitely a coincidence and not connected to this company. I've been here for 11 years and I know that nothing like that has ever happened here. Matter of fact, our servers for our billing information, they're stored in the same building as the police department in Fountain Valley. So we have a server room in the police department that stores the information. So there's no way that any of that information would have gotten out. But however you want to pay the past due balance and however you're comfortable, I'm okay with. Meaning if you'd rather use a bank account, or if you'd rather go to 7-Eleven or Walmart and get a prepaid Visa, however you want to do it, I'm okay with it. I just recommend doing it before the 1st. Because right now you're only past due for $149, but come November 1st, you'll be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. Now, one thing I can do for you, Daniel, just so that you do get the most bang for your buck and get your phone ringing, is once we get the $149, I can push that next billing out for a whole month, so that you do get to the point where the program comes to full fruition. So that's another option. Rather than paying and canceling it right away, you can pay it and, you know, keep the program going all the way till November 18th. And that gives us plenty of time to go in and catch up on the algorithm updates that were missed, do the programming, finish the completion to get your business on the first page. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna cancel it, because I mean, I've already paid all this money and then my car got hacked and that cost me $300. And I mean, I'm just not gonna continue to pay money, and I should have known better. I should have just went and signed up with somebody and they could sit down at their desk and get everything done. So,
well, if somebody fraudulently used your card for $300, you'll get that back. The bank's going to give that back to you. There's no way that you're responsible for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but they charge me for it until it goes through the investigation period and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yes, I see. You'll eventually get it back, though. Those hotels, those areas, ATMs, there's cameras everywhere nowadays, so they'll find who did it. You know what I mean? So you're not going to be, obviously, you're not out there in Anaheim booking a hotel. You're in Florida, you know? So they'll know. They'll know that it's not you. So how did you want to take care of the past due balance then?
So can I go on like the email they sent me and pay it?
Yes, I'll send you an email that says, sorry, we missed you. I know we didn't miss you, but the information on that email will take you to your dashboard and you can go online and update your payment information there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just sent you that.
Let me do that. I don't want to get that information over the phone.
Okay. So I'll keep my eye out on your account. Once I see that it pays, I'll cancel it, and you'll get a confirmation email that it's been canceled. When do you think you're going to be able to do that?
I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, you're going to do it right now. Okay. So then I'll come back and send myself a reminder to check on the account in an hour. And once I see that the payment goes through, then I'll cancel it. Now, I'm going to send you a text with my direct line. That way, if you run into any problems on the dashboard and you can't, you know, complete the update or something, you can call me. Sometimes what happens is people can update the payment on the dashboard, but when they try to process it, they hit a little problem. So I'll just send you my direct line on your text message. That way you can call me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. We have a game plan. So I'll be talking to you soon. And in the meantime, have a nice rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Okay. Bye-bye.